The next slide, we can see some more details of what the ice looks like inside those ice cores. Because what we can do with the ice cores is cut them up and make thin sections. And if we illuminate those thin sections of ice, and by thin I mean they're 1 to 2 millimeters thin or thick, depending on how you want to look at it. If we illuminate them between cross-polarizing filters, we can reveal the crystal texture of the ice inside those ice cores. So on the left-hand side of the slide here, you can see a vertical thick section of a layer of ice from Barrow a few years ago. And there's a thin layer of granular ice at the top. That's snow ice. And below that is a layer of congelation ice with the telltale long, thin ice crystals, or columns, as they're sometimes called. And those are the ice crystals that are growing down into the water as heat is transferred up to the atmosphere in the opposite direction. Then we can also cut the cores horizontal or parallel to the ice surface, and that's shown in some examples in the 6 photographs on the right-hand side of the slide. And these horizontal sections are of layers of ice going progressively deeper into the ice cover, down to 2 meters. And you will notice that the number of ice crystals decreases and the size of the ice crystals increases as you go deeper. And that's very common in congelation ice. It's always going to happen. The reason for that is as the ice grows thicker and you accumulate more snow on the surface, then the ice growth rates decrease. And the more slowly the ice grows, the larger the ice crystals will grow. It's analogous to the cooling of molten rock. Exactly the same thing happens in geology, if you will, that if you have a molten rock and you cool it very quickly, then it will be a fine-grained rock. But if that molten rock cools very slowly, it will have very large crystals. The same happens with